It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 6th, 2014. Today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of Norwegian ethnographer and adventurer Thor Heyerdahl, born in Larvik, Norway in 1914. From childhood, young Heyerdahl had a compelling interest in plants and animals. He even created a little museum in his home where he displayed the wildlife specimens he had collected. The star attraction was a small, venomous snake, the common European adder. What his mother might have thought about all that, we will just have to imagine. He studied zoology and geography at the University of Oslo, and at the same time he researched the history and culture of Polynesia, developing a lifelong fascination with that region of the world. In 1936, he sailed to the Marquesas Islands as part of an expedition to study how the local animals in isolated island groups might have found their way there. The story of his exploits in the Marquesas was published in Norway in 1938, but after the outbreak of the war in Europe the following year, it was never translated and was all but forgotten until Heyerdahl had become famous for other adventures decades later. After the war, in which he served in a Norwegian military resistance group, Heyerdahl pursued investigations in cultural anthropology and tried to prove that the people of Polynesia were ethnically linked to the early inhabitants of Peru. This notion was completely opposed to the prevailing scientific thought of the time, which maintained that the first Polynesians originated in South Asia. To prove his theory, Heyerdahl and five friends built the Kon-Tiki, a 40-foot log raft of balsa wood, similar to those used in ancient times. On April 28, 1947, Heyerdahl and his crew departed from Peru. After 101 days on the ocean, in which they faced rough seas, sharks, and storms, they eventually landed near Tahiti. In all, they had traveled 4,300 miles. A natural storyteller, Heyerdahl wrote about his sailing adventures in the best-selling book Kon-Tiki, which became an international success and was translated into 65 languages. A documentary about the voyage also won an Academy Award in 1951. While hugely popular with the public, Heyerdahl's theory was vigorously attacked by the scientific community, which concluded that the voyage of the Kon-Tiki failed to validate Heyerdahl's claims regarding the cultural ancestry of Polynesia. Later expeditions to the Galapagos Islands and Easter Island did yield archaeological discoveries that appeared to confirm an ancient link to South America. Later, Heyerdahl tried to prove that the ancient Egyptians could have sailed to the Western Hemisphere and that the Norse god Odin was an actual ruler. Heyerdahl never received the recognition he felt he deserved as a legitimate scientist. Outside of his native Norway, where he was hailed as a folk hero, he was regarded largely as a charismatic adventurer whose investigations failed to produce much of anything of real scientific value. Inquisitive to the last, Heyerdahl was planning yet another inquiry in the South Pacific when he was diagnosed with cancer in 2001. He died the following year at 87 and was given a state funeral by the Norwegian government. We're remembering Thor Heyerdahl today on the centennial of his birth. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 6th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.